CPAC straw poll, J.D. Vance runaway frontrunner for Republicans in 2028. By Olivia Rondo on February 22, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance handily won the 2028 Republican presidential nominee straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, this week, receiving an overwhelming majority of votes over former Trump adviser Steve Bannon and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The poll, asking CPAC attendees who they would vote for in the next GOP presidential primary election, was shared by former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on X. Vance, a former U.S. Senator from Ohio and author of New York Times best-selling memoir Hillbilly Elegy, came out on top with 61% of the vote. The runner-up was Bannon, host of the War Room show, with 12% of the vote. DeSantis, a former Trump foe on the 2024 election trail, received just 7%. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, both garnered 3%, while Donald Trump Jr., Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, and former 2024 presidential candidate turned Trump ally Vivek Ramaswamy each got 2%. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, R., Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, R., each garnered 1% of the vote. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., was also a choice on the straw poll but received no votes, and 4% of the conference-goers remained undecided. President Donald Trump was favored to win the 2024 GOP nomination in the 2023 CPAC straw poll, beating DeSantis by a staggering 40 points. The results of CPAC's straw polls are one of the most watched moments of the Republican confab, and are followed closely by politicians, fundraisers and the press as a barometer of the mood of conservatives, the New York Post's John Levine wrote. The poll also revealed that virtually all attendees are fully on board with Trump's actions since re-entering office in January, with 99% of participants saying they agreed with the statement "the first few weeks of Donald Trump's presidency have been the best for the modern conservative movement in my lifetime," with 94% saying they strongly agreed. In another question asking attendees whether Trump and the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, should be allowed to have control over funding for federal agencies rather than Congress, 89% sided with the Trump administration.